Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Black Diamond series by Teapot, a series of novels that follow the travails of four warlocks as they matriculate through their years in college. Now, they must balance their normal lives with their secretive supernatural exploits. Filled with unique settings, relatable characters, thrilling action, engrossing mysteries, and harrowing dilemmas, The Black Diamond is a book series that you won't be able to put down. Teapot was born to Sean and Clarence Potter in 1990, lived in Wilmington, Delaware until age 7, moved to Newcastle, graduated from Howard High School in 2008 before moving on to the University of Delaware, graduating in 2012. Now, he decided to begin his writing career a year after that. He chose to create fantasy stories featuring characters from underrepresented and minority populations. In addition to being an author, Teapot also works with the mentally and behaviorally disabled. We welcome back to This Week in America, Teapot, author of the highly praised young adult fantasy urban book series, The Black Diamond. Terrence, Teapot, welcome back to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
It is a wonderful, wonderful pleasure to be speaking with you again, Rick.
It was so much fun talking. You were starting the Black Diamond series when we talked the last time, like in 2017. I can't imagine it was that many years ago. Back talking now, so successful as an author with two more books to the series. Let's start talking about the idea for the Black Diamond series. Where did this come from? How did this whole idea begin with you?
Well, it's very similar to the last time that I was here. The idea for this series came from my family. It's very much a family-inspired idea from me. My grandmother and my father both, when I was a young boy, introduced me to the world of fantasy through their interests, and it got me interested. And, you know, as a child, obviously, I was very big in terms of imagination and creating things in my head. And, you know, when I was a child, I would just create these stories in my head about magic and monsters. And, you know, as I matriculated through my childhood, those ideas kept kind of banging around in my head, just kind of living there, you know. And then, you know, when I became older and decided to, you know, become an author, I just decided to coalesce those ideas in my head into an actual book and series.
That's an amazing story that unfolds in the Black Diamond series. There are three books, The Black Diamond and The Witch's Curse, The Black Diamond and The Magic Box, and The Black Diamond and The Mark from the Source. You'll find information, of course, wherever books are sold. Direct you to pageturner.us in the bookstore, Amazon, of course, and Teapot's website, which is very simple, teapotonline.com. Go to our website. You can link on directly to his website, get information, order all of the books there as well. Did this, I mentioned idea for the series. Did you have the idea for the series when you started, or was it first one book and then you decided to make it into a series?
It started off as an idea of just one book. I was recently out of college and I was looking for something to do, basically. And so I got the idea to write an actual book from a former teacher of mine, Miss Pierce. She was a former Spanish teacher of mine in high school. And I had run into her after I got out of college, and she had, you know, been published as an author. And that inspired me to attempt to do that as well. And it was just supposed to just be just the one book. And then as I was developing the book, developing the characters and continuing to write the book, I said, I think there's a little bit more here than I can fit kind of in one book. And so that's why I kind of said, well, maybe after I finish this book, I'll continue this story on and develop these additional ideas that keep popping into my head. So that's how it became a series.
Well, when you read the first book, you have that thought as well. There are a lot of things that can happen to these four and the world they live in and the balance they try to maintain as they go through life. It's so much there, and it has unfolded into three books. Teapot, the author, is our guest on the program talking about the Black Diamond series. If you would briefly talk about each book and give us a little bit of background, a general outline to bring us up to date on what the storylines are in the three books.
Yes. So the first book, which is The Black Diamond and the Witch's Curse. That's obviously the introductory book. So that is the book where we are introduced to each of our four main protagonists. Their names are Derek, Matthias, Omar, and Travell. And they are each freshmen in a very normal college. It's not a magical college. It's a very normal college. They live in the real world, the normal world. And, you know, when they meet each other in their freshman year of college, they begin to discover that each of them is magical and they have magical powers, and they bond over this. And the first book is really about developing their relationships with each other, their friendship with each other, as they begin to be attacked by monsters. And it's really kind of a mystery almost to kind of unfold of what's the impetus behind these attacks.
Yes.
And they have to, you know, solve that mystery and protect themselves and figure out who's behind the attacks of these monsters. So that's the first book. Is more the introductory book, is more developing the characters, introducing the setting, introducing the overall mythology of the book series and developing their friendship. The second book, which is entitled The Black Diamond and the Magic Box. There's a continuation of the story. This is when the four friends, their warlocks, begin to enter their sophomore year of the schooling. And this book is more about resolving the deeper mystery of the first book. So we delve a little bit more into their history with each other. They encounter kind of the mastermind behind the events of the first book, and it's about dealing with that mastermind on a grander level and further expanding their relationship with each other and strengthening their bond as they begin to experience more harrowing travails in their interactions with the magical world. The third book, which is entitled The Black Diamond and the Mark from the Source, it's about their junior year at the college. And this book is more about a specific issue in the magical world, the grander magical world that came about as a result of their actions in the second book. So their actions at the end of the second book kind of has reverberations throughout the entire magical world, and is about them having to deal with that issue and having to fix this issue that they've caused with their actions from the second book. So it's kind of a building on of the second book as well. And they begin to suffer some kind of interpersonal kind of schisms amongst each other, some interpersonal squabbles, some interpersonal
yes.
issues that begin to kind of affect them, their bond as, you know, a group.
You know, there's so many yes. layers in the book series, the Black Diamond series, written by Teapot, our guest on the program. You get four people together. They're very close friends. They have disagreements. They work through those. That's one of the elements that Teapot talks about so well in bringing these people together to work as a team, despite all of the differences they have. And they try to sort those out. Your characters are very relatable. They're likable. You spend a lot of time on each. Sometimes we see multiple characters. Somebody gets a sort of short shrift. You have them all are very vital parts to the story. Talk about developing the characters. What was it like creating these characters, specifically these four main characters?
Yeah, I always knew that I wanted to base the characters on people from my life. So I take bits and pieces of different people in my life to inform the four main characters. Obviously, as I was developing the series, I realized that it was going to be difficult to give each of the characters the amount of attention that I wanted to give each character in a single book, you know.
Yes.
And I truly wanted this to be an ensemble story. But I need to crack the code of how do I make it an ensemble story, but also make it readable and not have it where each book is overstuffed and it feels like the characters are competing with time with each other. So what I did was I decided that because this is going to be a book series, that gives me kind of the leeway to develop the book
yes.
and the characters, where each book would kind of be focused on one of the four characters. And the other three characters, while each getting their shine in the books and their own storylines, is their storyline kind of revolves around the storyline of the main subject of that book. And just in each book, I would just rotate who was the main kind of conductor of, you know, this series. So the first book is kind of centered around Derek, and the other three are kind of his solar system, and he's the sun, if you will.
Yes.
And the second book is more about Matthias's journey and his story and the other characters that revolve around him. The third book is really is about Omar and about his struggles and his storyline. And again, the other three continue their own separate storylines, but it informs his. And obviously this means that, you know, the next book that I'm in, currently in the process of writing will be more about Trayvell and his story. So that's how I developed the how I was going to introduce and talk about each of the characters. But it was really fun to take bits and pieces of people in my life and kind of use their characteristics to put them into the each of the four characters. I thought that was actually very fun for me.
Teapot, our guest on the program, talking about his Black Diamond series, all three books available on his website, teapotonline.com. A coming-of-age story as well. We can all go back and relate to that excitement. You go off to your first day of college. You've got this independence. You've got this freedom. You're out there all by yourself, this whole big world out there. Talk about the settings that you use in the books. The college, for example, how was it going in developing where this action was going to take place?
I always knew that I wanted to use a unique setting, or at least a setting that is not used all that often in stories like this. I thought that would be a fun change of pace for the readers. And so much like using, you know, people from my own life to create the characters, I use settings from my own life to create the settings of this story. So the story is set in the state of Delaware. This is where I'm from. So that's the setting. It's a fictional town in Delaware based on, you know, real life locations in Delaware. And in terms of the specific school that they go to, I decided to use an HBCU, a historically black college university, as a way to differentiate this story from other stories of its ilk in this genre and setting. And plus, I know from personal experience, both, you know, from people in my life and also from my culture, that can add a richness to the text, a richness to the setting, and can inform the story in ways that's very unique for the readers. Yes. So I decided to make that type of school as the setting for this story. And also other settings that are very important to me and my life, my culture. You know, I know there's one setting that's a barbershop. That's a very important setting in the story. Again, I used to go to frequent barbershops, you know, throughout my life. I know the lively conversation that can take place in that setting. I thought that would be a really good thing to put inside the book and have the characters interact in that type of setting. You know, different neighborhoods inside of the town. You know, I know, you know, the cities that I go to have the neighborhoods are very distinct, very vibrant, you know, and very intriguing to go into different environments within a city, and you interact with different characters in those environments and stuff. So I decided to put that also inside the story. I just think that all of these things, you would be able to feel the real world kind of grittiness and the real world application, you know, inside this story, which grounds the story, because, you know, stories like this can get very, you know, grandiose and fictional and things. I think if you ground it in the real, it makes it more, you know, visceral for the reader.
Yeah, and real is a word that is so so important to telling the story. If you're trying to describe the Black Diamond, you can really relate to the characters, you can relate to the emotions, you can relate to the scenes, because they were based on real life, as we're finding out and talking to Teapot, the author. How long did it take you to write these books? Is this a long process for you?
It can be very long. I started to write the first book back all the way, if you can believe this, all the way back, you know, I want to say 2013, you know, when I first started develop the first book. Yeah, so the first book took the longest, obviously, because, you know, with the first book, you have to kind of come up with everything from scratch. So it's going to take me a little longer to develop the lore, to develop the characters and the setting, and I have to come up with all that stuff from scratch. So the first book took a couple of years to kind of really, you know, perfect and to come up with. Subsequent books, obviously, a lot of the groundwork has already been laid, so I'm building on something. So those books took a little less than the first book. But I would say each book took probably about maybe a year to a year and a half from conception to, you know, final draft.
What is your writing process like? What do you go through in writing? Do you have little things that you like to do, sort of superstitious things that you do to write?
I do. So I want to have as a PSA to, you know, students out there, I actually use techniques that I did learn in school. I learned in English class in high school and middle school, and they teach you techniques about how to write and stuff. I use those techniques. So a lot of teachers out there would say, hey, you know, they use it as, you know, as a kind of a PSA to their students, like, hey, you know, this is very useful. I did use things like Venn diagrams. I did pre-planning, you know, so, you know, at the beginning when I'm starting the story, I use pre-planning. I use, you know, pros and cons. I separate out, you know, I do outlines, a general skeleton outline of the story, you know, beginning, middle, end. I break it up between what is each individual character's kind of journey, beginning, middle, and end in this particular book. I laid out a general sketch of, you know, the mythological lore that's going to be introduced and expounded upon in that particular book. I use a Venn diagram to kind of make sure that things overlap in a legible and clearly definable way. And then from there, when I'm done with the pre-planning, then I start to actually, you know, type out the, you know, book, you know, chapter by chapter. I write every day. You know, I think that's very important to, even if I'm in a bit of a writer's block, I try to write something every day. I work in the book every day. It keeps my juices flowing on a daily basis. And that takes about, again, the actual typing process types probably takes about a good 7 to 8 months, maybe.
Okay.
And then from there, that's the rough draft. And I go back and I edit and I make sure that, you know, things line up and, you know, things of that nature. And that takes about a month or two. And that's kind of like my final draft estimate to the editor.
Talk about that preparation, because you do a lot of preparation. It's sort of textbook in the way you're describing it, because sometimes people just sort of fly off and do whatever they feel like doing and improvise as they go. You seem more structured than that. How beneficial is that to you, that you go into the day knowing pretty much where you're going to take the story?
Well, I think that's extremely important, because I've tried the whole just go from scratch type of thing.
Yes.
It didn't work for me. I found myself getting lost a lot. I think it's good to have kind of like a map. You know, a pre-planning stage creates like a map for me to follow as I'm then going into the actual like typing phase of it. So it's good to kind of have that North Star. It kind of keeps me on track. But I also think it's very important that in that structure, I build in the structure the ability for me to kind of go off on a tangent sometimes. It's not so structured that, you know, I have every single detail, you know, mapped out beforehand.
Yes.
Because then it doesn't leave enough room for creativity, for spontaneity, for a burst of inspiration on that day. You know, so it is a skeleton outline in the very beginning, just as a general structure. But when I'm actually in the typing phase, I give myself the leeway to kind of go off script a little bit. If I want to develop this, but realize I wanted to develop in the beginning, I give myself the time to do that. You know, I give myself the space to maybe change something that maybe I had planned in the beginning, but it's not really kind of working here. So I give myself the ability to kind of say, okay, I know I had that plan out here, but I'm going to change that a little bit here, that type of thing. So I do give myself space for the spontaneity and the creativity and for changing things, but the pre-planning is just to keep myself on track so I don't completely go out the weeds.
Makes sense to do it that way. Teapot, our guest on the program, his website is simpleteapotonline.com. The book series available. PageTurner.us, the bookstore, other places, of course, and all that information on our website. The three books in the series so far, The Black Diamond and The Witch's Curse, The Black Diamond and The Magic Box, and The Black Diamond and The Mark from the Source. Where do you see yourself taking this series? How many more stories do you have to tell? Do you want to tell?
Well, I do. I am currently in the process of writing the fourth book. It is about the character's senior year in college. And that would be the end of this current iteration of this particular story. Now, depending on the inspiration, there are a couple of different directions I'm thinking of taking it. I can either, you know, continue the stories of these characters into their adult years, or I think that I've created a large enough kind of world here where it can really become like almost like a franchise almost, but there are secondary characters that's in this current crop of stories that maybe are deserving of their own book and their own story being told in a different branch of, you know,
yes,
world that I'm creating. So I do know that there is the potential there for me to create branching stories of characters that right now are not the main characters of these stories, but are very interesting characters that I absolutely love and that I've gotten feedback from other people that they love some of the side characters in the stories. So there is a potential for me to go in that direction or to continue the stories of the main characters in, you know, later years, in their adult years. In terms of publishing, you know, books are obviously my home. It's what I really do love. I do think that the potential for this is to branch off into other forms of media, such as, you know, visual media, such as, you know, TV or movies, maybe, you know, auditory media, such as podcasts or things of that nature.
Yes.
So I do think the potential is there for this to really branch out into larger and grander things. But so those are the options that I have available to me right now.
A couple minutes left in the program. Teapot back with us on the program talking about the Black Diamond series. What do you hope to accomplish with this series? You're entertaining people, obviously. I mentioned before that friendship is a very important lesson, a theme that you have in the series. What do you hope to accomplish when people finish reading the Black Diamond series? What do you hope the takeaway is?
I think the main thing that I want to do is I want to inspire. You know, I've always been a person where, you know, this book came about because I was inspired,
yes,
you know, to dream and to create from other people. And I hope I can do that with other people with this. I hope that if they read my books, and I hope they are inspired to, you know, see themselves, you know, in media that maybe they don't necessarily think that is for them or that they don't see themselves in. Because, you know, this series does feature characters that are underrepresented in this type of setting and this type of,
yes,
genre and stuff. But I do know there's a lot of people who, of all backgrounds, who love these types of stories. And so I hope that just by reading this, they are inspired to create their own stories, you know, because I'm a very big proponent of to be the change that you want to see. You know, so I hope that this inspires them to be the change that I'm sure that they want to see in this genre, and to continue to create, and also to just inspire people to, like you said, this is a story about friendship. This is a story about, you know, four guys coming together to live and to laugh and to love and to grow together. And I think that's a message that I think is needed in today's world, especially. There's a lot of, I'm sure I'm not saying anything that people don't know, there's a lot of like negativity in the world today. And I hope that this,
yes,
can be a light in that type of darkness to kind of come together and to cooperate with each other. Because we, you know, we're all together in this world and we all can cooperate with each other. I hope that they see that the travails of the characters in this story can inspire them to do that in their own lives.
The series is a great escape. Just sort of block out the outside world, escape into the Black Diamond series, and enjoy your time spent there. A minute or so left in the program. Do you have a favorite character? It all started with Derek. I don't want to say is that necessarily your favorite, but that was the first one. Any favorite character you have in the four?
Well, I would say that of the four of those characters, my favorite character is actually probably, I don't want to influence anyone else's favorite character. I try not to focus on him too much. My favorite character is actually Matthias, warlock that has the ability to do electricity. He's actually my favorite character. I think that he's very, he's very knowledgeable, and he's kind of like the brains of the operation, if you will, and kind of like almost kind of the heart almost, that he's very, you know, not straight laced, but he wants to do everything right. You know, he cares about people. Yes. He wants to make sure that everything is okay. So he's the probably the least self-centered of the four, if you will. So that's kind of my favorite character. Obviously, all four of the characters are my babies. So, you know, it's hard to try to pick between your four kids. But
yes.
If I had to pick one, he would be my favorite of the main characters. There's a side character that I do love, and that's the character. She's introduced in the second book. Her name is Alana. She's introduced as a very mysterious character with some mysterious powers that kind of comes in and so throws a shock to the system of the character. Like, who is this person? You know, and it's kind of fine to peel back the layers of her onion to figure out her backstory and stuff. It's been really fun for me to kind of dig into her and kind of, you know, introduce kind of her in that story. So she's my favorite secondary character. She's a chaos agent in the story. And I love that.
That sounds good. And you can find your own favorite character in the Black Diamond series. The three books are available. You'll find them on Teapot's website, teapotonline.com, pageturner.us in their bookstore. The usual places, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's been a pleasure having you back on the program. We will continue to stay in touch, maybe not wait 7 years to do it again, but continue to stay in touch. Congratulations on the success of the Black Diamond series, and thank you for being with us again.
I thank you so much, Vic. It was a pleasure to talk to you again.
It is always a pleasure to have on the program Teapot, author of the Black Diamond series, his website, teapotonline.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.